The law of attraction simply says that you are a living magnet and that you inevitably attract into your life the people and circumstances in harmony with your dominant thoughts. All the people around you have been attracted to you by the kind of person you are. You can change the people around you by changing the kind of person you are. As you go to work to change yourself by dwelling on the positive qualities that you admire and aspire to, you immediately change the force field of energy around you, and you begin drawing into your life people who are more like your new ideals. The great mistake that most people make is that they attempt to change other people to be more like what they want rather than going to work to change themselves. However, when you think honestly of how hard it is to change even the smallest thing in yourself, you will despair of ever making any significant changes in the behavior or personality of another person. Everything that we've talked about in general on how to get along well with other people applies with equal force to your marriage and to your relationships with members of the opposite sex. For example, if you want to be happy with another person of your choice, become the kind of happy person that he or she would like to be around. Be pleasant and agreeable. Be cheerful and supportive. Make the other person feel important by validating and reinforcing their self-worth. And the easiest way to do this is simply to go along with their innermost beliefs and convictions. Just be agreeable. You can practice acceptance by taking the other person exactly as he or she is, without suggesting that the other person needs to change their appearance or behavior in some way. You can practice appreciation by thanking the other person for every small or large thing that he or she does or says that pleases you. Be sure to admire the positive qualities and attractive possessions of the other person. Be generous in expressing praise and approval for anything and everything that the other person does that's worthwhile. Praise and approval raises a person's self-esteem and causes them to feel more valuable, more worthwhile, and more loving in your presence. Above all, be a good listener. Each person has a deep need to communicate their innermost thoughts and concerns to another person, and they are invariably attracted to the person who will listen to them most openly and honestly. Many men and women have discovered that close attention to what a person is saying is the highest form of flattery. As we said, listening builds trust and intimacy, and is the foundation of excellent communications between two people. And the ability to communicate well is the absolute requirement for happiness between two people. In every study of men and women who have been together happily for many years, they conclude that spending long periods of unbroken time with each other is the glue that holds the relationship together. Each person has a deep need to express himself or herself to another person and to be listened to and heard without judgment or interruption. If we don't get a chance to get all of our talking out of our systems, it bottles up inside of us and we become frustrated. Almost all problems in relationships begin because couples do not keep the lines of communication wide open between them. Perhaps the quality that most assures good communications between two people and which guarantees a long-term, happy relationship is the quality of commitment. Couples who are happy together are totally committed to each other. They look upon the other person as their very best friend. When two people are in the right relationship, they enjoy each other's company so much that there is no one else that they would rather spend time with. When the relationship is right, the two people cannot imagine not being together, and they never even consider or discuss it. They each feel themselves to be half of a whole, incomplete without each other, and totally committed to being together forever. In fact, the decision to absolutely commit yourself without reservation to a relationship is an absolute requirement for happiness in that relationship. And while commitment does not guarantee complete success in a relationship, a lack of commitment will almost certainly guarantee ultimate failure. Charles Murray once wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is an elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that never would have otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, rising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. You can only communicate and express yourself openly and honestly to another person when you feel, deep in your heart, that the other person has burned his or her mental bridges and has made a complete commitment to you and to this relationship. If commitment is the key to a happy love relationship, then why is it that so many people have difficulty making this kind of commitment? This brings us right back to the question of self-confidence and self-esteem. You can only like or love another person to the degree to which you like or love yourself. And having the confidence to commit and to enter into loving relationships is determined solely by your own personal level of self-esteem.